I'm Michelle Crean Stellner. My piece is titled Cicadas. It was Saturday, June 15th, 2024, when my husband Jim and I drove to our son's apartment in Chicago around noon. We were all packed up and ready to fly to Denver the next day for a family wedding and vacation in Estes Park. But first was our granddaughter Amelia's recital at 3 p.m. As soon as we entered the parking lot of the venue at the private high school, we could hear the murmur of cicadas. We opened our doors to the most intense cicada buzzing I've ever heard. It was the seven-year emergence of the cicada that hit parts of Chicago and further south. We could see them flying around looking like huge lumbering bumblebees we might see around Madison. The lilies in one of the beds were full of cicadas, the red bulging eyes their most prominent feature. We dodged the flying ones and the dead insects on the pavement as we walked in. The auditorium is not air conditioned, so they had opened the small windows, but it provided little relief. The cicadas added a harmonic background to the various songs being played through each dance act. Amelia was in two dance numbers. Ever since her first recital, when I brought the peanut butter bars with cashews or chocolate chips, Amelia always requested them, along with her favorite, cream cheese, olive, and herb spread with crackers. So after the recital in the parking lot, I shared the treats with both families, and we chatted as we watched the hungry dancer eat her goodies. When we were in the van heading to our hotel near O'Hare, I felt something itchy in the middle of my back. I could not reach it, but I moved my upper back against the cloth seat and it improved. After a bit, it felt like something was pricking my back. I wondered if there was a sliver in my tunic top as I moved my back around. We arrived at the hotel and I went in to check in while the others got a concierge cart and unloaded our bags while Jim parked the van. We got up to our room and I unlocked the door. As I stepped in and held it open, I got that feeling on my back again. I reached back and grabbed the hem of my loose linen top, shaking it away from my body, and out dropped a huge cicada. Jim flicked it towards the center of the hallway with the toe of his sandal, and we could see it was alive. Amelia, ever the savior of animals and insects, scouted the room and found a plastic cup. Her dad, Matt, gave her a piece of paper, and she moved the cicada into the cup and held her hand over the paper. I had the cart to return to the lobby, so Amelia went with me and liberated the cicada onto a bush outside of the hotel after she studied it very closely. I sighed with relief, remembering the article I read about the cicada emergence that said they did not bite. With all my allergies, I would have had a bite as big as a golf ball.